Finding the confidence to approach God during difficult times. That's today's topic on Bold Steps with Mark Job.
Remember, draw near to God. What do you need to do to stir up your spiritual heart? Get into the presence of God. Crank up that praise music. Carve out a time to be with the Lord. I do every single morning. That's part of my pattern. A time of prayer, a time in the Word. Because why? I want to hang out with Jesus before I get into this crazy world.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Job. Mark is president of Moody Bible Institute and the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And I'm Wayne Shepherd. Today, as we move forward in our series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do, we're going to be looking at steps we can take to hold on to hope, even when feeling discouraged. Now, if you missed yesterday's message in this study from the book of Hebrews, make sure you catch up online when you go to boldstepsradio.org. Right now, let's get started with today's lesson from Hebrews chapter 10. Here's Mark Job.
So you draw close to God. Some of you have access, but you're not enjoying that access. Some of you can go into the presence, but you're not going into the presence. Some of you are staying on the outside, and you feel distant from God because you're not entering in with confidence, saying, "Here I am, Daddy, Abba, in your presence, walking with you, filled with the Spirit, sensing God when you go to work, when you're driving, when you wake up in the morning, closeness to God, hearing his voice, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit." Listen, that's your call. That's your heritage. That if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, that's who God has called you to be. That's what he's called you to do. Number two, he tells us, have the faith to hold on to hope. In verse 23, it says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. This image that he gives us here, hold unswervingly, it's in the Greek translated. It means that you hold it in such a way that you don't lean to the left or to the right, but that you hold it very firmly. And so he says, I want you to hang on tight to hope. What is hope? Hope is the assurance of a better future based in the promises of God. That's hope. Hope is I hang on to the promises knowing that this life is temporary, but God is eternal. That's hope. Hope is not just wishful thinking. Hope is a firm, grounded sense of my future because I believe the promises of God. Sometimes people say, "Well, Pastor, you're just an optimist." No, 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 I'm not an optimist. I'm a faith-filled follower of Jesus that's hanging on to the promises of God. And when I hang on to the promises of God, I know who wins. I know who's on the throne. I know my future. Oh, I experience the trials and struggles like everybody else does, but in the end, I know that there's a sovereign God. I know that this pandemic did not catch God by surprise. I know that he can snap his finger and change the course of the universe. I know that he knows the future, past, present, and future. I know that he can depose people and put people up. I know that he manages the futures of kingdoms and he puts people in power and takes people down. I know the one who manages this world. And even if I cannot understand what is happening in this world, I know the person behind ultimately that dictates what's happening in the future, and that gives me a sense of confidence. I'm not worried. So he says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope that you profess, for he who promised is faithful. Hang on. You got to hang on to hope because you know that his promises are faithful. How many of you know it's hard to hang on sometimes when you're being battered around? I mean, you know, it's difficult to just say, God, I believe you. I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to worry. I just know you're in control, God. You're in control. I was My wife and I took a trip recently, and we were down by the ocean, and where we were staying, there was a riptide. And so we were walking along the ocean, and I had a phone call, sort of a work-related phone call, and I got permission from my wife. I said, do you mind if I answer this? I know we're supposed to be on vacation. She said, yeah. So I answered the phone call, and I'm talking on the phone while we're walking alongside of the beach, and all of a sudden I hear, Mark! I mean, we're walking along the beach. We're not swimming. It's, you know, the water is low. And I said, excuse me, hold on. And I look over, and my wife is in the water, down, looking at me like, Mark! So I just hung up. I didn't even tell the other guy what happened. I just ran over to her, And about the time I was there to start to pick her up, a wave came in and knocked us both down and then sucked us back. It's called a riptide. It's very powerful. And so I found myself, she had a shirt in her hand. I found myself holding onto a shirt, and she's grabbing a shirt with both hands as the ocean is sucking her in. And I'm trying to pull her out. I said, hang on, honey, hang on. This must have gone on for about 5 minutes. Finally, she grabbed a hold of my leg, and I'm trying to brace against, and she's grabbing my leg, and, you know, finally got her out of there. Afterwards, she said, you saved my life. I said, yeah, I know. But, you know, sometimes you got to hang on to something when it's hard to hang on. And some of you experienced trying to hang on to hope when you're being battered, when bad news is hitting you, when job news is hitting you, when there's people fighting and difficulty and you think something's over and it's not, and you're hanging on to hope, but you have, that's the image that he's giving here. Hang on tighter. Hang on to hope. Why? Because God's promises, you can trust God's promises. They are yes and amen. If God said it, you can trust it. So hang on tight. What do you do when you don't know what to do? One, draw close. Two, hang on to hope. And number three, this is very practical. He says at verse 24, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day approaching. So the last one is have the commitment to stay involved. Can I tell you? Listen, he gets real practical here. He says, hey, if you're gonna make it through a difficult time, the first thing is your relationship with God. Draw near. The second thing is that you need to hang on to hope, because it's going to be beaten out of you very quickly unless you hang on tight and believe the promises of God. But the third one that helps you draw near and hang on to hope is a very practical one, and it's you need to make sure that you are connecting with believers that are following Jesus and not get into the habit of not gathering together with people that are following Jesus, because it's a source of strength and encouragement. He says, consider how to spur one another on towards love and good deeds. That word, by the way, consider, is focus intently, and the word spur is how to incite or provoke or irritate someone to love and good deeds. You know, when you get around the body of believers, hopefully if you're around people that are really serious about Jesus, it's going to spur you on to want to know more about Jesus. It's going to push you a little bit to get into your Bible, push you a little bit to have a better marriage, push you a little bit to get serious about your walk with God. How many of you know people that when you're around, you just want to follow Jesus more when you're around them? How many people know people that when you're around them, you feel like you almost have to go take a shower afterwards, because it's the opposite? It's kind of like they suck you into the muck and mire of the world, and you're like, yeah, man, I don't know. The conversation, what we were talking about, their whole flow, it feels a little bit the opposite. How many of you know what I'm talking about here? Well, the writer of the Hebrews, it says, if you're going to make it, you need to Ask yourself, how can we spur each other on to love and good deeds?
And we're going to pause our Bold Steps program with Pastor Mark Job for just a moment to share about our Bold Partner program. Mark, we're taking this time out in the middle of the message because our Bold Partners are the ones who make these messages possible in the first place.
They really do. And if you're wondering what a Bold Partner is, we have a growing number of people that listen to Bold Steps that are saying, this program is a blessing to me. I want it to bless others. And so they've committed to give a donation of any amount, but monthly. That's the key. It has to be monthly to Bold Steps. And we have a special video we send every week with special offerings to our Bold Partners. And so we really value our Bold Partners. And if you are interested in that, Wayne will have some information as to how you can become a Bold Partner.
Yeah, simply go to our website, boldstepsradio.org. And please know, as a Bold Partner, you really are making a difference in people's lives with your gifts. I have a couple of comments here. I have one, and Mark, I know you have one in front of you as well. Lupe says, I love listening to your sermons my way to work every morning. Very uplifting, encouraging, and eye-opening. Thank you, and God bless you, Pastor. We're getting a lot of comments like that.
Yeah, well, hey, Lupe, thank you so much for that word of encouragement. We have another comment from Mindy in Crown Point, Indiana, and she says, thank you so much for your godly work. I have health issues that keep me from driving. I can't get out much, and Moody Radio is such a blessing to me. Mindy, thanks for your word of encouragement, and we know there's a lot of people that, for some reason or another, are sometimes in their own homes and aren't able to travel that much. And we love getting into your house and encouraging you with the Word of God.
Yeah, so in whatever way God is leading you to give, a gift of any amount is appreciated as a Bold Step partner. You give that gift each month. And again, the amount is up to you. But when you give $30 or more each month, you get several thank yous. You get a 50% off purchase price of any item in the Moody Publishers catalog. There's a signed copy of Mark's book, Unstuck. There's other communication from Mark that he mentioned, and we just so appreciate our Bold Partners. So thank you for considering this opportunity to become a Bold Partner of Bold Steps Radio. Go to boldstepsradio.org. Thank you, Mark. Let's get back to your message now.
Let me give you two quick examples here that just I heard this morning, and these are just fresh on my mind. One brother talked to me in the parking lot, and he owns a business, a printing business. I'm not going to say his name just because I didn't ask him permission to tell this story, but he said, my business, we really, during this time, it's been a tough time struggling for business, getting the right business. Someone called me up and said, hey, I got a great job for you. It can make you quite a bit of money. And he said, okay, what kind of job is it? He says, it's smut. In other words, it's printing pornography. And he's like, man, I'm really struggling for business. This is difficult. It's hard. I need some business. He called up some brothers that he prays with on a regular basis. And they said, bro, what? Printed pornography? Absolutely not. You walk away from that. You say no. There's not even a question about what you should do. And so he told him, hey, I'm not going to do that. And right after that, he had an opportunity with a Christian organization that's saying, hey, we're thinking about hiring you to print some stuff for us. But that is, listen, that is spurring one another on to love and good deeds. How about it? I was just talking to another brother that told me, hey, he was just a couple weeks ago, I prayed with him. He was really, 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 really struggling, really going through a difficult time. And he told me, hey, bro, you remember last time we prayed? I was really going through a difficult time. He said, I joined a men's group. I've been awakened to a hunger for the word. I want more of the word now. It's really changed me around. I'm hanging out with believers. It's helping me out. These men are spurring me on. And I simply want to say, listen, tell me who you hang with and I'll tell you what you look like. Tell me who you're hanging out with and I'll tell you what your life looks like. I'm not talking about living in a holy huddle because we need to be out there. We need to share our faith. We need to get out there. But you need to have times, consistent times, where you develop relationships with people that love Jesus, where you hang out with people that love Jesus. Here's what it says. And do not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, the more as you see the day approaching. Can I tell you something about this? Absence usually is the first indicator of either discouragement or lack of drive or lack of hunger or lack of desire. I hate to break it to you, honey, but if he hasn't called you up in 3 months, I think it's over. No, he's just busy. No. Remember those 5 dates in a row? Now it's been 3 months of silence. I think his phone's not working. It must be disconnected. No. Let me just break it nicely to you. He's not into you. Absence is the first indication. Hey, you were really good going to the gym at the beginning of the year because you were motivated and you had those 15 COVID pounds that you were going to release. You stop going less and less. Now it's been 3 weeks. You go intermittently. You say, yeah, I go regularly. Yeah, regularly means you go every 2 months. That means consistently every 2 months you show up at the gym. What that's telling me is you lost your drive. What that's telling me is that you've lost your desire because your commitment is indicated by the consistency of your involvement. Listen, spiritually, it's the same thing. Hello? Oh, no, Pastor, I'm into Jesus. Yeah, I'm into Jesus. You know, it's baseball practice and COVID and, you know, a lot of stuff going on. So I can't be there as much as I want to. Can I tell you? You can be there as much as you want to. And the first thing that goes is our presence. And you know what? I do think that COVID has been an interesting time because I have people tell me, you know, Pastor, I just don't feel comfortable going to church. And I understand if you have a pre-existing condition, if there's an issue, I don't want anybody to feel guilty for not being physically present here, especially if they're concerned about getting sick. But listen, when you're at Lollapalooza, and they said, Pastor, I just don't feel comfortable coming to church because I don't know the people. Listen, you are just jam-packed with 20,000 people, and now you can't come to church. Listen, there's no accelerated virus in church when you can go everywhere else, but suddenly you can't come to church. I'm thinking there's more of an issue behind there. Hello? In other words, don't use COVID as an excuse to get disconnected. You need to be connected. You need to be engaged. You need to be meeting with people. If you have to do it online, do it online. However you need to do it. But I'm convinced that sometimes we allow the circumstances in life to pull us away and to begin to affect our spiritual life. And this is what he says. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. Do you know what he's saying? There is a battle for your soul. And some will shrink back and ultimately be destroyed spiritually. But he says, but you're not of those. So remember, draw near to God. What do you need to do to stir up your spiritual heart? Get into the presence of God. Crank up that praise music. Carve out a time to be with the Lord. I do every single morning. That's part of my pattern. A time of prayer, a time in the Word. Because why? I want to hang out with Jesus before I get into this crazy world. Hang on to the promises. Don't lose hope. Don't allow yourself to start becoming this negative person that looks at the world in a terrible way. Remember, he's on the throne. God is in control. Trust his promises. Hang on tight. And then thirdly, get involved. Do not disconnect from people. Join a small group. Get consistent in your worship that you're times like this. Listen, if you come to this church and no one knows your name, I'm sorry. If you've been coming on a regular basis, now part of it's probably your fault. Last psalm's over. I see some of you come in a little bit late and leave as fast as you can. Why? What's going on? I don't want people in my business. Hey, listen, we are the family of God. We are not a theater of God. We are not a crowd of God. We're not an event. This is the family of God. People should know your name. You should know other people's name. We want to get involved in your life. You should be involved in people's life. People should ask you, how's your marriage doing? If you're struggling, someone should know about it. That's what it is. This is not an audience. This is not a spectator sport. And I want to challenge you, in a church like this, you could get lost. You could be anonymous. But I'm going to challenge you, encourage you. There are so many places that you could get involved, that you should be involved. You need to know people's name. Get involved in a small group. Hang around a little bit afterwards. Don't shoot out the door as fast as you can. Get to know some people. Hang out with some people. That's what the family of God does, so that we can spur each other on to love and good deeds. You want to make it? You want to survive? You want to thrive? You can, but it takes some effort on our part.
What a good word. That's Mark Job, and this is Bold Steps. You know, Mark, for the past few years, it has been easier to make excuses, but now here we are in year two of COVID, and people are finding creative ways to work around the challenges.
Yeah, and I have a challenge for two types of people today. Number one, if you are a follower of Jesus and you've allowed yourself to slip away, maybe you're disconnected from your church. Maybe you just decided to say, you know, I'm just going to listen to the radio. I'm going to say, it's not enough. As a pastor, let me tell you, as a pastor, I know I'm on the radio, but as a pastor, I'm telling you, you need to get involved in your local church. Mm-hmm. Stats tell us that 30% of people are not going back. And I want to tell you, that's not an option for you. Christianity is not meant to be lived in isolation. You need to find your local church, go back, get involved, and grow in your walk with God. And if you're listening to me right now, you heard this message. There are some people, like this passage says, that are not yet sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. And you don't know for sure that you are a follower of Jesus or that your sins are forgiven. Listen, you are listening to this radio program, and the Holy Spirit is speaking through me right now, His word. And I'm telling you this, if you have not yet made a decision to follow Jesus Christ, then that's the very first thing you need to do. And I'm not talking about joining the membership of a church or signing a document. I'm talking about bowing your knee, if you've never done this, bowing your knee right now, wherever you're at, and praying a prayer of surrender, letting God know, my life does not belong to me. I'm sorry that I have tried to run my life. Today, I submit myself to Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord. There is no other way that you can be right with God except through what Jesus has done for you. And maybe you've been trying to be a good person. Maybe you've been trying to give to missions or the church. It'll never do. It's not good enough. The Bible says there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that means today you come to Jesus and you say, I cannot save myself. I cannot forgive myself. I need you to wash me and cleanse me. I surrender to you. I ask that you would come in, that you would be my Lord, that you would be my Savior, that you would wash me, and that you would change me today. The Bible calls that being born again. And that's when the Holy Spirit comes in as we repent and turn to Jesus and begins to transform our life. If you are wanting to make that decision, if you are ready to make that decision, I would like to drive you to a link that we have that will help you understand what it means to follow Jesus. And we'd like to give you some resources so that you can be sure that your sins have been washed away and that you are a follower of Jesus. And Wayne, tell our listeners how they can access that.
Sure. Just go to our website, please. Go to boldstepsradio.org and click on My Next Step. Mark feels so strongly about this that he's taken time to put together a video there that can introduce you to Christ and lead you in those next steps. So go to boldstepsradio.org and click on My Next Step. And Mark, thank you for the passion you have to see people turn their life over to Christ. You know, one more thing before we leave today. Sometimes life can be tough. Things get dark and we begin feeling hopeless about the future. So if you are struggling right now to find reason for hope, we'd like to send you a book by Lee Strobel called The Case for Hope. It's our Bold Step gift this month, and we'll send a copy to your home when you give a gift of any amount to support this ministry. To request your copy of The Case for Hope, just call 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. Or give online and request the book when you go to boldstepsradio.org. Well, thanks for being with us. That's our time for today. But if you can, be sure to join us again tomorrow when Mark begins a new message asking the question, who is in control? We're turning to the Old Testament book of Daniel for wisdom and to learn more. You can hear this message Thursday right here on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.